Canary Street Press and Harper Audio present Plot Twist by Aaron LaRosa, performed by Mella Lee. For Lizzie and Shay, thank you for always being the first people to read my drafts. And for the pasta nights, obviously. 1. Sophie. Sophie Lyon was not in a good place. More specifically, she'd had one or three too many the night before. So instead of falling asleep on her bed, she was lying on the couch with a paperback book as a makeshift pillow. Her legs were tucked up in the fetal position inside her billowy dress. And as she licked her lips, she tasted vodka and fried chicken, which she didn't remember drinking or eating. She attempted to open her eyes, but her lashes stuck together from the makeup she'd forgotten to remove the night before. With the help of her index finger and thumb, she managed to peel one lid open. White-hot summer light poured in through the arched living room window, and her mint-green walls, a color she'd specifically chosen for its soothing properties, were mockingly chipper. But even more unsettling was the book on the coffee table directly in front of her, whisked away. Sophie's first published book. She closed her one good eye and wished she'd never opened it. Her mom had always dreamed about Sophie filling an entire bookshelf with all her titles. The years of working multiple day jobs while tinkering on romance books, finally worth the struggle. But as it turned out, Whisked Away would be Sophie's one and only book. Had she known she'd be a one-hit wonder, she wouldn't have ordered the little placard for her writing desk. Ask me about my tropes. The worst part was that she had sold a follow-up book, or at least a pitch plus the first three chapters. But she hadn't been able to finish The Love Drought, a title so tragically similar to her own personal problems that it made her cringe. She'd been given multiple extensions, but missed all of them. And per her contract, her publisher had the right to terminate their deal if those deadlines weren't met. But no matter how many drafts she started, Sophie couldn't find her way to the happily ever after that all romance books promised and that she loved. The phone call with her agent started with, "We need to talk," and ended with, "You have 6 weeks to finish this book, or your contract plus the advance will be taken back." She'd spent most of that advance, though, along with the royalty checks that grew smaller and smaller as interest in her last book waned. She needed money from turning in the next book if she wanted to continue paying for things like food or a place to stay. She should have seen the implosion coming. Her horoscope had warned that the entire month of June would be bad for important communication. But the damage was done. Sophie was a romance author with writer's block. And in 6 weeks' time, she'd lose her publishing deal. So she'd done the only thing she knew would make her feel better. Called Poppy. And her best friend had suggested a night out at their favorite downtown karaoke bar to drown away the loud whir of failure. She cautiously sat up, then settled her feet into the woven jute rug. Her legs were as firm as jello when she stood. Still, she managed to make it to the hallway mirror, where she saw that her normally side-swept curtain bangs had morphed into Medusa snake-like tendrils across her forehead, and she had more flakes on her face than her pet goldfish had in his bowl. She cringed. Rain boots. Her goldfish was 12 years old and the longest relationship she'd ever had. She planted her hand on the wall for support and shuffled over to her bedroom, where a large glass fishbowl sat on her bedside table. Rain boots swam in the exact middle and blinked at Sophie with large, accusatory eyes. "I'm sorry, honey," Sophie croaked out. "I know we have our bedtime routine, but Mommy got horribly drunk." She tapped the glass with her index finger and waited for a response.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?